What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
Your boy Big E.
The one and only Rob Stone, two phones.
What up, boys? How y'all doing, man? It's been a week. It's October already, so the year's coming to an end. We in the dog days of sports.
Happy Halloween to everybody listening. Happy
Yeah.
Halloween.
Happy
Yeah.
Halloween and go get your girl a spooky basket. If you
Yeah,
haven't
I'm
done it
ready.
already, SMH, man. SMH, man.
Estimate. I'm already looking towards Christmas, bro.
Hey, dude, you got the Christmas lights out already, man.
Hey man, yeah man, we got the Christmas decor in the house. The lights are going up this weekend. Yeah, it's holiday season, man.
It is. It's a good one, man. But we're in the thick of it, boys. Think of NFL, think of NCAA football, and I mean, Texas Tech finally, QB situation here, but we pulled out the dub against Oklahoma State. Will Hammond done for the season.
Man, it might. I mean, I'm not. Nah, I'm not gonna say that. But Barron Morton, time to shine, baby. Time to shine. That is what it should be, and what it is gonna be. Barron Morton time, baby. Let's go.
As I said, I mean, we really don't got a choice after that loss last week, man. This puts us in a very, very, very tough position going forward. Just having to, pretty much went out to. What make the Big 12 championship?
Yeah, we control our own destiny.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. It'd just be nice to be undefeated right now.
Oh,
Oh
it'd be
man,
real nice. It'd be real nice.
looking
But
back at
hey, Arizona
yep.
State game, man, it's just should have not have lost that game. Should have lost that game, but it is what it is. And this team got a very fucking big win. The defense needed to dominate like that. I think they got their swagger, they got their groove. And with Barron coming back, I think this team is gonna get back on track to that complete team winning how we were doing before, where offense is dominating and your defense is dominating also, and we're not just having one side of the ball dominate. With Barron back, we're gonna dominate both sides every game. We're gonna get a full team win from here on, and we're gonna need those. We're gonna need that to beat BYU.
Yeah. Now
Both sides
this
of the ball
weekend
gonna have
too
to show
against
up.
Kansas. I mean Kansas State, you hit it right on the money. We need Barron to ignite the offense because this offense is looking a little boring without him. I mean, Mitch Grips played great. He played better than Will. I ain't gonna lie to you, but Kansas State's on the road. They're on the 2-game win streak, and they're not going to back down. Even though we said, at the beginning of the year that Kansas State dropped some games in the middle of the end of the season, but it's looking like it's the opposite way around. They finally figured things out. But I mean, I think our defense is way too good. And what's the spread? 7?
Seven and
Yeah,
a half,
seven and
seven,
a half. I mean, we should.
I mean.
We should.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, defense was never the problem. It was always, the backbone of this team. But now, you need that offense to roll. And we got what we want, Barron back, let it rip, get it flowing, get that flow going, because it's going to be a tough game. I mean, it's going to be tougher than what you think. I mean, I bet this game's sold out. I wouldn't doubt if it's some sort of blackout, purple out game, whatever they do down there. I mean, we're ranked, man. We're the top 15, man. It matters now. People pull up just to try to see us
They're
lose.
trying to rush a field.
Yeah. Hey, man, we can't have the people rush the field on us twice, man. We can't have that.
And Joey was ready to crash out when they were rushing that field.
Oh yeah, the
Yeah,
players were crashing out.
they were. That's tough, man.
But hey, man, I don't know what it is, man. But something about playing at Tech and this fucking QB injury bug we be having here as of late.
Yeah, I mean, shoot. Not to look ahead, but we might need a quarterback next year.
I mean, is Will out of there?
At ACL?
Like, I mean, out of there from Tech.
He may be. I don't think he'll be ready to start the season next year.
You think he might get pushed out?
I think so.
Or are they telling him, like, hey, man, this is your team when you come back?
They're probably just telling him that right now, but we all know. We all know.
We all know.
We all know Will lost. He lost the game he should have won. And that's how I see it.
No, he's just not the QB that we thought he was.
We should be undefeated, but you lost. You lost the game you should have won, Will.
No excuse.
No excuse. I
We're
mean,
in this
we had some good. We're
pickle
gonna bring in.
jar.
I guarantee we're bringing a transfer quarterback. Guaranteed.
Will put us in a pickle, bro. Will put us in a pickle.
Should
Shouldn't
put himself in a
I
pickle.
can. Yeah, I'm sure.
Shouldn't even
I'm
be here right now, bro.
in
Shouldn't even be here. We
He
should be talking.
put himself out of Texas Tech. That's what he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
But
I
you're
really
right. We
don't,
should have
and
won
I
that
really
game
don't feel
regardless.
bad.
But
I really don't feel bad. I really
oh
don't
yeah.
feel bad.
I did. I liked him. I can't lie. I liked him. I liked him. But
Hey man, I thought he was the future. I thought he was up next. But now I'm really glad Barron's back, man. I mean, I think
yeah.
that's what we've been asking for. Just stay
Will sold
healthy
us
and
out. Will sold us out.
sold
Will sold us out. Somebody sold us out.
us out.
But 2:30 game, man, at Kansas. It's gonna Kansas State. It's gonna be a fun one. Potentially College Game Day coming down the week after for BYU, man. Could be a top 10 matchup. It's gonna be live.
Oh
And
yeah,
oh,
gonna
dude,
be.
that sucks. BYU is on the bye this week too, bro. They are on
Yeah,
the bye.
all we gotta do is win.
Yeah.
And College Game Day's coming to Lubbock,
College game because
and we gonna
they're
be there.
it'll be the
Oh
first time
yeah.
they go back to back Big 12 games because this week they're at Utah Cincy.
I ain't gonna lie, I want to be there, but I got a big game that weekend. Playoffs for my son Boston, so you know, it's game day in
It's
Plainview.
gonna be rocking it. I can't
Oh
lie.
yeah,
It's gonna be rocking.
we might just take Sutton out there, bro. Just fuck it. We all just gonna pull up early, go to game day.
I really got to.
I
Got
need
to.
a. I didn't miss me to hit that $500,000 kick for Pat McAfee.
Hey, Brew.
I
Miss
need
me
you to get
team.
that leg
Hey,
going,
miss me.
dog.
Hey, what would you do? All right, we're in the crowd, and Pat McAfee's like him right there. And it's Miss Me. He's pointing at Miss Me. Miss Me's like, oh shit. Like, Miss Me trots out there. Miss Me. He says, 35 yarder, 500,000. And then he goes back to the 40 and he says, 40, 100,000. Which one are you kicking, bro?
What was the distance of the first one?
35.
And go
We'll
back
make it
to
30. 30.
30. Oh, yeah, I
30
can't lie.
yarder.
I gotta take the 50. I'm knocking that down. I can't go
That's
back.
tough.
I
You
can't
got
go
that
back
in
10
you?
yards. 10 yards is a lot. Is a lot. Is a lot
Long.
longer than you think.
Man, just get it
Your
up there.
D1 kickers ain't kicking that.
Man, what? What?
Hey, that's tough. Hey, he put
Got
it
you.
on there, that kid from Vandy.
He did. He.
He smacked that boy.
I ain't gonna lie, I gotta swing as hard as I can. I ain't kick the ball like that.
I
You think
wonder
you
how
can knock
that
it down?
works. Miss me?
I think I could. 30 yards, yeah.
If you miss it,
Cause
bro, you just gotta go home. You don't even go to the game,
and
bro.
you missed the first one. You're gonna probably get a second chance. He'd be giving out them
You get a
second
second
chances.
chance. You get a second
You
chance.
might get two chances.
That'd
Man, bro, that'd
be
be
tough, man. If
crazy.
I hit that, I ain't gonna
I
lie. I'm
go
not really
crazy.
not going to the game. Nah, I'm gonna go to the. I'm giving me
Oh
a bot. I'm going into the end zone, bro.
yeah,
80 tickets
five
to the
hundred
end
thousand.
zone, bro. That's what
Hey
I'm
man,
at.
500,000, bro.
You make that.
You gotta split one.
Oh yeah, you make that, man. They might be calling you to suit up for game that same day now.
Hey, come on.
I'm calling
I'm
in to
taking a
work.
vacation the next day.
My best friend's rich. Fuck
Come
that. I'm
on. Man,
out
I
of
see
here.
my boy just made it on ESPN, dog. We
Yeah.
gone. Oh, we're
Oh
gone,
man,
boys.
that would be
Sorry.
awesome. That would be
Yeah.
awesome.
Oh,
that'd be crazy. Hey, let's speak it into existence. Miss Me will make that
We're
500K
gonna
kick.
get there bright and early.
Yeah. No, yeah. Pat McAfee, I know you listen to this fucking podcast right now, man. Get
Yeah,
my boy.
word.
Hit up my
I
boy.
don't. If they were to call Big E up there, I'm not gonna lie, boys. I don't think I have that in me. I got
I'm
15.
joking.
I think I can hit a 20, but a 35, that's nasty work.
It
That's
is long.
tough work.
That's tough. That's tough. I mean, I think I could hit a 15, 20.
Yeah, I think 15-20 is doable for sure.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. No pressure on you. Just lock in and get it up there.
Yeah.
But
A lot of
30,
pressure, dog.
35, 30, 35, bro, that's crazy.
A lot of pressure in front of the millions.
Weird. That's funny. But yeah, man, it's gonna be exciting. Hopefully, see what happens. One game at a time, though.
Gotta win
Tech
this week.
controls his own destiny. Yeah, gotta
Gotta
win this week.
win this week.
Gotta win this week. And boys, NFL's looking good for y'all, man. It's time. I gotta ride y'all's teams.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
Biggie, how was the game?
Yeah. Man, boys, that game was It was probably the best game I've been to in Mile High, man. The vibes were, it just felt, you could feel it, bro. You could feel it in the air. Like everyone was looking around, like, wow. Like this is how our offense should click. This is what Bo Chapman Nicks looks like in a tempo
That's
offense.
his
Looks
middle name.
like in a go offense. Yeah, that's it. That's his middle name, Bo
Ain't
Chapman.
no way,
Bo Chapman Nicks, man.
ain't no
It's
way.
time for them to wake up, man. 19 out of 29, 247, and four tubs, bro. It is time to wake up. Bo Nix is here, and he's here to run the AFC West. He's here to run the AFC. There's too much talk about the Chiefs this, the Chiefs that. And it's getting annoying, man, that the Broncos are not getting the love that they deserve. We are a complete football team. We have a defense and our offense is clicking. We just put the number one offense in the league. We just held their ass to really should have been 17 points, but they had that garbage time touchdown at the end. I mean, this defense is legit, bro. And that was without Pat Surtain in the second half.
He's
So,
done. He's cooked for the
he's
season.
done, right?
Hey, what? Chill out. No.
I heard he's done for the year.
I think he might be cooked for the season.
I
Nah,
think he's
they didn't
on
even
IR.
they didn't even put him on IR. He's two
Nah,
three
he's
weeks.
cooked, bro.
Bro, I swear he's on IR.
He's
He's
week to week,
cooked.
2 to 3 weeks. He's gonna be back for the Chief game. I already talked to him. Nah, but seriously, the sources I really, really good Bronco sources. Zach and them boys already dug into it. They did not put Pat Surtain on the IR. He's week to week. It's looking like a 2 to 3 week, 2 to 3 weeks out, and he's gonna be coming back for the Chiefs game, and then we go on a bye week. So let's go, man.
Who y'all got these next two?
Texans, Raiders, Chiefs at home.
Yeah, should be fine.
Let's go, man. Let's
Should be
go.
fine. Yeah, should be fine. Need him to get healthy for sure.
Boys, you don't
Yep.
understand. This could be the year. This could be the year. Bo gets it done early. Gets one early in his career. I'm feeling really good, man. I'm feeling really good. Ain't no one stopping this. There ain't nobody stopping this Bronco team, man. No offense can score on this
I mean,
defense
Bo
like
just
that.
gotta do his thing. He gotta stay
And so
consistent.
and
That's
also
it.
you're telling me we're two games away where field goals were scored with zero on the clock away from being 9-0. 8-0. 9-0. I'm feeling really good, bro.
That's,
We
yeah,
we
for
were right there
sure.
to beat the Colts, and that's the number one team in the AFC and the AFC. Right there to beat them. We didn't get it done, but we compete, bro. And
Yeah, I mean they're 7-1 too, so that's not a bad loss. They're good.
Riley Moss held his ground, bro. He was getting cooked at the beginning, and then he
Hey man, he
really
got them two PIs at back
he
to
did he did he did yeah he did get
Hey,
the yeah yeah he did
they were dogging on him, man. Some
he
bullshit.
did he did They're picking on the man.
They were.
I would too.
Yeah.
But he didn't give it up though. He didn't give it up. You know what I mean? Like he held his ground, bro. He held CD and Pickens, and they didn't get shit on him. So I'm happy with Riley Moss. I think he
I
did
think y'all are
great.
the same situation as we were saying about Tech, man. The defense is gonna be there. You just need the offense to go
Yep, same thing. The same thing.
and start late. You see what happens when y'all don't start late? Y'all roll. You
Oh
don't
yeah.
need 30 fucking points in the fourth quarter every damn time.
It just felt good because you know how we say great teams make bad teams look like shit. And Bo Nix ripped that defense apart, bro. He was picking them apart. Picking them apart all game. Picking them apart. And it looked so good to see Bo Nix rip a bad defense apart.
Yeah,
That's what
for
you're
sure.
supposed to do. That's what you're
Yep.
supposed to do. So our offense is he's feeling, I know he's feeling as confident as ever. And going into Houston this weekend, you're telling me CJ Stroud's gonna get the ball off? He's gonna get the ball off with his rep. Stop.
Yeah, there's that
Stop.
team is struggling still too.
Broncos money line, slam it for free money. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now.
Tough.
Yep. Yeah,
Tough.
they're feeling themselves after that 49ers win.
Yep.
They're really feeling themselves. It's pretty crazy that there are dogs in this game. That's
Yeah,
crazy.
honestly.
It's very
It's
crazy.
tough.
It's crazy. All three of our rookies, bro. RJ Harvey, hat trick, three TDs. Pat Bryant, TD. Jahdae Barron, pick. All three rookies showed up, went crazy this last game. So it was good to see, bro. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm
Must be
excited.
nice from one hot team to another.
Yeah, what I texted you guys, so that's how two of the top teams handle fucking business.
The
Y'all handle
two best
business.
teams in the NFL, Mike, right here.
That's how you fucking handle business, and that's exactly y'all did too. We did the same shit on Sunday night.
How did it feel, man? Aaron Rodgers.
Oh man, it was tough. It was very tough, man. That's still my guy. That's still my goat, man. That's my favorite player of all time, man. So none but love for Aaron, but it's a new era in Green Bay, man, and I think that's what this game was. I think everybody was on the revenge narrative. Not so much revenge narrative, but Aaron playing against Green Bay, this being the only team he ain't beat in his whole career. You know, I mean, it just makes sense for everybody to root for Aaron in this situation. And that's what it was, and there was a lot of disappointment for the people on that end, especially for Steelers fans.
It was tough. It was tough because y'all started slow.
It was very slow. The first
Very slow.
the first quarter was a good start, 7-3. But then after that, Matt just stopped. You know, he just forgot how to call plays. And going into the half, I was like, man, if this is how we're gonna be playing, if Matt's gonna be calling like this, it's gonna be a long second half. Because then you're gonna have Aaron. Because I mean, they were feeling themselves going into halftime.
Yeah.
That momentum was definitely on Steelers with Aaron Rodgers too. And you know what happened? I've seen it plenty of times when Aaron got that momentum. And I sure did not want to be on the other end of that. But hey, coming out, Jordan Love locked the fuck in.
300 yards, three TDs.
300 yards, three TDs. Dude completed 20 passes in a row at one point in
Yeah,
the second
yeah.
half. Tucker Kraft,
He could have had
wide
21,
receiver
but
one.
he missed that read. He should have threw that under route.
Yeah, he and yeah. He gave it away, man. He gave that shit away. Yeah, somebody should have fucking told him that he had
Nah,
20 pass completions. But
it's just like saying that's a no-hitter, man. He can't be saying that,
yeah. But shit, I don't care what you do, man. You keep playing like that, man. That's just MVP type play.
man.
That is just MVP type play, and that's what I, you know, I'm not. That's not what I expect from now on. But that's what we need, man. That's what you're here to do. Defense gonna
Consistency
do their
from
thing, man.
both quarterbacks. That's it.
That's it.
That's
You
it.
got the
Take
defense.
care of the ball
Yep.
and be
Yep.
consistent.
Yep. I think just that on our offense, man, it's just Matt LaFleur gotta come with it. You gotta make them right calls. Tucker Kraft, wide receiver one. There ain't no tight end
That's our
one. He's
national
wide receiver one.
tight ends day.
National tight ends,
Their
they had to go
weekend.
crazy on Sunday Night Football.
It's definitely.
But yeah, man, I think this was, you know, a statement game for sure to let people know, like, hey, Green Bay's still that motherfucking team. Like, we are the number one seed in the NFC. We are one of the two teams with one loss. And that ain't no just, you know, for no reason, man. We're a good, solid team on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And if this is what we're capable of, then.
And the one team with a tie. One of the two teams with a tie. Got
Hey.
that tie.
Hey.
It's tough.
One loss.
Tough.
One loss, you keep it quiet with that too. You keep it quiet with that two losses. And you worry about the Chiefs, man. Worry about the Chiefs.
Hey, I'm
Worry about the Chiefs.
saying. I'm just saying.
How about you want to bring up the tie? You
You
want to bring up
forgot to bring
the
the
tie?
tie. Hey,
Bad.
damn. My
Hey, that
bad.
counts
You want to
that
bring
tie
up the
counts
tie?
better than the
Bad.
L. I mean, it counts towards that W column more than that L.
Oh, man.
So
Oh,
yeah, my
bro.
bad.
He wanted to bring that out
Oh,
bad.
bad. He was waiting for it.
No, I wasn't. I'm just saying. I wasn't gonna bring it up. He's talking about one loss. They had one loss. It is what
I mean, one
it
loss.
is. We're just talking, man. We're just talking that talk.
Yeah,
Is it?
no, yeah. That's
That's it.
definitely what this is.
That's it, bro.
Definitely talking that
That's
talk,
funny.
baby, man. Number one seed in NFC for a reason.
Yes, sir.
That's
So.
hilarious, man. Should be a
Go Pack, go, baby.
easy week for both of y'all. Or I don't
Oh
know.
man, that Denver game's gonna be that's gonna be nice.
Where's that? Is that in Houston or Denver?
No,
In
I'm saying
H-Town.
Denver and the Packers, man.
Oh
That's
yeah. Yeah.
gonna be a tough ass game. Both teams are gonna be playing for some playoff contention. Something going on
Seating
in there. Something going on in their seedings, and it's gonna be a game, man. It's gonna be a
Yeah,
game.
for real.
I'm excited
For
for that.
the division, for the Legion's division, for fucking playoff seed. It's gonna be
Pat's
one
gonna
seed.
probably be on our tail. Can't
Yeah.
lose. He's gonna be
Yeah,
right behind us.
probably the Lions are gonna be right there behind us too.
Yeah, Mike, it's gonna be that game's gonna be very important for both of us.
Yep. It's exciting, man. It's gonna be fun. That's gonna be a fun game to go to for sure. It can be cold. It's gonna be cold.
Yep.
Ooh, it's gonna be cold.
That's what our fan bases are built for.
You're right. You're right.
We built for
You're
that.
right.
Yep. We've been
It's just
playing.
a,
We've
it's, it
both
ain't
been.
nothing. It ain't nothing, just elevation, but it should be
That's
fun.
it. That's it. That's what we
That's what we do,
just
man. That's what
the
we do, man. That's what
elevation.
we do, baby.
Tough, man. Gonna be a good one, man. Good season coming out for the boys and the Big E, man. What a call from last week. Said the World Series is gonna go 7 games and it's headed to the sixth with Toronto in the lead at 3-2, man. What a call by you, man.
This thing might not go seven. It might end in six, and the Jays might be crowned World Series champions. They might take down the best team probably ever rostered. They might take down the best bullpen ever rostered, and they have the firepower. I knew they could pull the sticks out. They just got to be alive. And man, the energy in that on that team right now, they're doing it, and they have what it takes. They're going back home. What a good feeling, man, to go back home and possibly close it out. The ball is in your court, Toronto.
Yep. That
The
boy
ball.
Vladimir, that boy Vladimir is a dog, boy.
Back to start the game. Man, talk about setting the tone for the game. Damn,
Yeah.
it's good, man.
Yeah, I mean, shit, coming out that game one, freaking putting up 11, double digit scores on them, 11-4. That's a big statement, man. That's like, hey, man, we're here. And you knew the Dodgers are gonna get at least one or two of them back. And that 18 inning game, man, you're some dogs if you stayed up for that one.
Think about it, guys. They could have ended it right
Two
there.
games.
They could have ended it right there.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy,
I don't know,
crazy,
man.
crazy.
What time did that game mean? Like 1:30 in the morning? Two in
I
the
believe
morning.
so,
Out
but
two in the
honestly, bro,
game.
I was out.
Oh yeah, me too. I
I was
crashed out.
out.
And didn't
Crash.
even know they went to
I
extras
woke
though.
up and I was like, oh shit. Dang, they lost.
I tried. I tried to stay up as
Try.
long as I could. I tried.
Yeah. I mean, when you're hot, it's
But
like how we always say, when you're hot going into October, I mean,
that's what wins it,
yeah.
man.
Toronto's just hot. They've been hot the whole postseason.
Ohtani won him one last year, right? Right, he was on the Dodgers
Dodgers?
for
I can't
the
remember. I
yeah.
can't remember who they beat last year.
Who was it?
Who
Oh, yeah,
was
my
it,
brain
bro?
is.
Who was
Anyways,
it, bro?
they just can't beat that East team, man. Something with that AL East.
they're both gonna hit the
Something with that AL East.
AL East. Both teams
Hey.
though, back to back.
Both
We
teams,
lost the,
dude.
at least we lost the World Series champs.
No, it's gonna be tough. This is gonna be this is big for everybody on the Dodgers. It's big for Freddie, it's big for Clayton, it's big for Ohtani to get it done here. Yeah, I don't think you're gonna have another team like this. And if you want, I mean, this should have been a walk in the park ring for them. And hey, now they're sitting here on the verge of, kissing that goodbye and sending Clayton Kershaw off with only one ring. Or, how many has he got? Two?
Two, maybe two
Two.
or three.
Yeah, so it's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah. I mean,
So
we knew they were deep.
who you got winning Friday then? Toronto?
I got the Jays. Jays closing it out. I think they're gonna. I don't think it's gonna be a game. I think the Jays are gonna cover run line, reverse run line. It's gonna be probably a 5-2, 6-2 win for Toronto. They come out hot and
Toronto's gonna
Dodgers
be
just hang their heads
rocking.
and they just can't get going. It's gonna be hard for the Dodgers to get
Yeah,
going.
Toronto's gonna be
Oh, it's
rocking.
gonna be
I
rocking,
think
bro.
the
Rocking.
pressure's not on the bro, the Blue Jays have no pressure on them.
At all.
At all. The pressure is on the Dodgers, and you know how that goes, man. You feel that pressure on you feel that pressure on the in the box, you feel that pressure on the mound, and
I mean, hey, the Dodgers been there before, man. They've been there before. They were there last year, so
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. I think they pushed it to seven. I think they pushed it to game seven. I'm assume what's his name? Yoshinobu, what's his name?
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto. I'm assuming he's pitching Friday. And Snell's been off. Snell was off game one. He was off this game. I think they used Yoshi to, push it through. I think he shoves. I think he shoves. He's been hot. He's been,
Yeah,
dialed
him or
in
Tyler
these receipts.
Glasnow, he's been throwing well too.
I think you go Yoshi.
You go, yeah, I think so
Get
too.
you that
He
game
gotta
seven
win.
and
He's been two back to back shutouts.
get you in that game
Going
seven
hard.
and let's see what happens.
Get you in the game
Maybe
seven.
even throw Shohei in there again. Who knows?
That's it.
You got Clayton out there too. He give you a couple innings.
Yeah. Hey, I
Yeah.
can't lie, man. It goes to game seven. They put Clayton in, man. I hate to see it, but I think they're gonna rock. They're gonna rock Kershaw in his last fucking game and his last appearance,
Oh,
man.
that'd be crazy, bro.
Don't
Imagine.
do it, man. Don't do it. If I see Kershaw, man, it's over. It's
Dummy
over.
man. Dummy man. Dummy man.
That would be crazy, bro. Imagine. But what a World Series,
Better, I
man.
mean,
It's been better than what I expected. I can't lie.
yeah, I
I
mean,
can't
like
lie.
the call, man.
Big
Good
hit it right
call.
on the nail,
Good
right on the
call.
head.
It's gonna be a series. It's gonna be a
It's gonna be a
series.
series, man. It's gonna be a series. It's be a good one, man. So you'll see what happens Friday. Got a busy weekend. Got the tournament going on too, Biggie. Ready
Yes,
for that?
sir. Caddy Swag Golf. Big golf tournament this weekend here in Plainview. Been organizing this tournament for a few months already, and man, time flew by, and now we're here. Time to golf. Time to see who gonna be crowned Caddy Swag champ. So I'm excited, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Ready to see Miss Me out there shooting some darts.
For a good cause too.
Yeah,
Oh yeah.
scholarship given out, man.
Giving away two scholarships to two seniors that are gonna continue their academic career. So I'm excited to do that.
How can I apply for a scholarship, man?
All right, man, just go ahead and submit
Where?
Sutton Solis.
Yeah. How you gotta submit an essay? You gotta take a test. What you gotta do, man? Scholarship.
Shoot the boy an email with why you think you deserve to be, get the scholarship and tell us a little about yourself. And we're gonna go through them, read them, and probably let someone that I'm probably not gonna pick them. I'm probably gonna get someone to read through all of them and let them choose, so that way it's not biased and it's fair for everybody. So
Word.
That's huge, bro. That's
Yeah,
awesome. Congrats
excited.
on this tournament, and
Appreciate it, bro. Thank
I
you.
know this is gonna be a future PGA event at some point. So
We're excited.
that'll
Excited
be
to get out there,
huge.
man. It's gonna be a fun week, fun Saturday. The boys, vibes, and golf, man. What more do you need? So
Oh
let's
yeah.
get it. Sign up. Caddy Swag Golf Tournament Saturday, November 1st. Walk-ins are welcome. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock sign up, and tee time is what, 9 o'clock? So
Yeah, nine
I'm
o'clock. We're
ready
9 o'clock.
to
We're flying out.
be in the last flight.
Grip it and rip it, baby. Grip it and rip
Rip
it.
it and rip it. Shout out John Daly. But
Yes, sir.
it's
Yes,
time,
sir.
boys. It's time. We've been hot. We're getting hot. Basketball season is back. But it's time for betting with the boys, man. And I think we've all been hot here lately, haven't we?
Oh yeah, we're on fire.
Yeah, I finally got a little winning weekend last week, man. So it's so good to finally catch up to feel what it feels like to win with y'all, man.
Come on, man. I mean, I think we got a couple of the same picks, but I'm gonna let you start it off, man. NCAA Saturday. Got some meaningful games. I mean, it's the time where you gotta win. You win and well, you win or you lose and you're out. So you win and you're
Yeah.
in, you lose and you're out. So
Yeah. And especially in the SEC, and that's where we're going with my first pick and Miss Me's first pick as well. We're gonna go Tennessee, man. We're gonna fade OU money line material. We're gonna go Tennessee minus 2.5. I watched OU, man, this past weekend, and material was just not it, man. Material was not it. And Tennessee, I think, it just has the better offense. Every past few years, they've been in the conversation of playoffs and stuff like this, and I don't know if they're in it yet, but they're still a top team in the SEC. Still have a chance to do something here as well, with all these big games coming up. Because I know SEC teams gotta play each other at some point, and those are gonna be some tough, meaningful games. This is a tough game too, but not too tough. And I think Tennessee gets it done with the ease, man. I think they do against OU at home. So give me the Tennessee Volunteers -2.5. And for the second one, we are going to go to Iowa State. We are fading Arizona State. Think spread 7.5. By the point, we're going to do 6.5. Just win by a touchdown. Sam Leavitt's out, and that's kind of all I need to see in order to fade Arizona State. Give me Rocco Beck to hoop at home. Tough game, but yeah, Sam Leavitt is the reason that Arizona State would be in this game. So I think Iowa State gets it done at home. So give me Iowa State versus Arizona State -6.5.
Love it, love it, love it.
Love it, man. Great picks, Mike. Great picks. The boy's on fire. Definitely, definitely looking at Mike's picks right there. For my NCAA picks, we're gonna be rolling with 11 o'clock game. Rocking with Vandy, man. Vandy on the road, going to Austin, Texas against the Horns. Man, I just think this game is gonna be very tough. Both teams, it's a playoff game for both teams. Both teams have to win out if they want in. And Vandy, man. Their offense is rolling. There's no question about Vandy's offense. Their defense can bend, been bending a little bit, but it hasn't broke. Vandy's offense, though, is rolling, and I don't think anybody's going to stop them. Mostly not Texas's defense. Texas's offense is the problem, and that is going to be the reason why they lose at home this week. Give me Vandy on the road, money line winner. For my next pick, we're gonna be rocking with we're gonna be rock it's, this is this, we got an underdog, man. We got an underdog pick right here. We're gonna be rolling with NC State. I've made a lot of money on Georgia Tech this year, and I've taken them plenty of times to cover the spread, and they haven't failed me. They've covered almost every time I've taken them, and mostly on the money line. They're 8-0, so they have not failed me yet. But here we are, man. We're gonna be fading Georgia Tech with the spread. We're gonna be taking NC State +5.5. I think this line is just fishy. When there's a fishy line, there's always a fishy outcome. So give me NC State at home versus Georgia Tech. They're gonna have that place rocking.
Love it. There you go, Pavio train, man. I've been riding Vandy all
Got
year.
to. Got
So
to.
you gotta ride them, man. You gotta
Yeah,
ride them.
beautiful. I love it.
And for me, man, you heard Mike said it, man. The only other Tennessee team that I can root for, because I can't root for the Titans, man, give me the Volunteers -3 versus OU. Tennessee hasn't been getting a lot of cover time, sort of say, but they are a good team. And like Mike said, man, I think Oklahoma's just they're in shambles right now, especially losing last week. They just don't know what to do if they are actually that team that people think they are. So they're going into a hostile environment, man. Tennessee's still in the hunt. I think they pull it out over Oklahoma. That offense is just it's on fire, and I think they can pull it out covering the 3 points, 3.5, but by the hook. And for our second game, man, again, I'm going 6 o'clock games. I've switched it up because I've been going 11 o'clock games for a couple of weeks now. So I gotta play the golf and then relax and watch some football, make some money. Second game, man, I'm going Ole Miss over South Carolina, man. This Ole Miss team is super, super good, man. Lane Kiffin's getting all kinds of coaching calls to go to Florida, wherever the Kentucky, LSU. And this team is just really, really good, man. And Ole Miss could be a sneaky team going into the playoffs. So give me Ole Miss and Tennessee staying in the SEC. So let's ride, boys. Like
Nice,
it.
nice. Yeah,
Like
Ole
that.
Miss is hot. Ole Miss is very hot. Lane Kiffin doing his thing down there. But
He
hey,
is.
man,
He
after
is.
you, catch with the boys on Saturday, I'm gonna start you off on Sunday morning at Sunday afternoon at 12. First game, it's only right, man. I'm gonna go Green Bay Packers -13.5 versus Panthers. Been about a couple weeks since we've been in Lambeau, and I know Lambeau's gonna be rocking this Sunday. Whether it's Andy Dalton, Bryce Young behind center. The Bills just put up 40 on them and held them to 9. This Green Bay defense is going to hold them to 0. So give us Green Bay Packers -13.5. And with my second game at 12 o'clock, I'm going to ride the Drake May train. And we're going to go with the New England Patriots -5.5 versus the Falcons. Whether it's Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins, man, I'm going to ride this MVP Drake May train till the wheels fall off, man. They're going crazy. Number one in the AFC East. Over the juggernaut Bills, and it's for a good reason. So I think they handle business at home for sure against the Atlanta Falcons. So give me the New England Patriots -5.5.
Let's
Love it,
go,
love it,
baby.
love
Love
it.
it.
Let's
Both of
go,
those
Mike.
picks. Them Pats, man. Them Pats. Drake May.
Yep. Give me the pack and
Dog,
the
man.
pass
Shout
this weekend,
out Mike
man.
Vrabel, man. Shout out Mike Vrabel.
Real
Oh,
deal
man.
Holyfield. Real deal Holyfield. Here we go for my NFL picks. We popping it off, man. You already know where we're going. We're going to Houston, Texas. And we're gonna be fading them Texans, man. Give me the Denver Broncos, one of the hottest teams in the NFL. Bo Nix is feeling himself. Sean Payton, he's calling. He's looking like New Orleans. Sean Payton calling hell of a game, 2 weeks in a row. So give me the Denver Broncos on the road. They're dogs. I don't know why they're dogs. I don't see why they're dogs. I know this team, and not even a fishy line can make me go the other way. This defense is going to pressure CJ Stroud all night. And we've seen how CJ Stroud responds whenever he's getting pressured and he's getting sacked. It does not go well for the Texans. Give me the Denver Broncos plus money underdog winner. For my next pick, man, we're going to be going to 325. It's probably going to be the game of the week, the biggest game on the slate. We're going to be going with the Buffalo Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs. All we've heard, boys, is KC this, KC that. Pat Mahomes this and Pat Mahomes that they're the hottest team. They're back. Andy Reid's calling. He's back to calling a wizard offense, and Pat Mahomes is back to being himself. Not the case here, guys. I think the Buffalo Bills at home know this is a must-win for them. With the Patriots running away with that division, they cannot afford to lose a home game. Give me Josh Allen at home against Pat Mahomes. It would be so good for this Buffalo Bills team to win this one and gain that confidence back that they know they can be that Buffalo Bills team that they were in the years past. Let's go, man.
Can
Bills
Josh
Mafia.
finally do it? Can Josh finally do it?
He will.
Yeah. I guess we'll see, man. That's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
That's the game of the week for a reason. It's gonna be a great game. It's always a great game. So go. I love it. I love it. I love it. For me, man, again, riding with Mike. Green Bay minus 13 and a half. Don't know who's good quarterback's gonna be. I have to expect them to stay hot, defense stay hot, Jordan Love stay hot, and continue to roll. So quick and easy, man. Minus 13 and a half versus the Panthers. Staying in the NFC North, man. I'm going with the Lions. Of course, these two teams talked about it. They're gonna be up there at the end of the season, chasing each other. So give me the Lions over the Vikings. don't know. Probably JJ is gonna be the quarterback. Carson's not gonna hurt. Who knows? Questionable. It's gonna be a tough game to return to in Detroit. So give me the Lions, man, minus 7 versus Detroit, and both NFC North teams win and stay in at the top of the NFC. So give me those two teams, boys. Let's go 4-0.
Let's go. I got one more pick I'm going to be adding. This is going to be a plus pick. I love this pick here. You know I hate the Chargers, and whenever there's an opportunity to fade them, I'm going to be rolling with the Tennessee Titans. After multiple games this season where the Titans have gotten blown out and beat by double digits, and they lay a 9.5 point spread. Herbert's struggling, man, and he's just not him. He's not the Jay Herbo we've seen in the previous years. Titans keep it close here. It's going to be a nail biter. Give me the Tennessee Titans plus 9.5 points. Let's
Love
go.
it. Love it. Love it. Love it. See what happens. Don't know,
Let's
but we'll
go.
see.
Never know, hey. Find that. You never
Because
know.
why is this game not a double digit spread?
Yeah, because it was 13-14 last week against the Colts.
You know what I mean? And it's just they've been not they haven't been covering. You
Nope.
know, so I think this is a perfect spot to take them here. Perfect spot to cover a spread and shake the book up. Tennessee Titans, man, they're gonna do it.
Well, love it, love it, love it, man. Love it. We got some great picks, man. Been hot. Got a busy weekend. Golf, football, basketball, baseball. It's gonna be a great week, boys. Any last words, Biggie?
No, man, let's go. Let's have a weekend. Let's have a weekend. Caddy
Right.
Swag Golf, come out, come golf. And if you are coming out to golf, man, it means the world to me. And I appreciate you supporting the brand and helping us give back to the community. So let's go do it.
Yeah, man. Shout out Caddy Swag for sure. I'll go out there, go try make some money. And for all the parents out there trick-or-treating, y'all be safe. Happy Halloween. Let's get ready for Christmas, man.
Do it. Happy Halloween. Happy
Mike ready
Halloween.
for Christmas.
I've been ready.
Ready for Christmas. Don't
I've
even
been
skip
ready.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. He's skipping
Skipping
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Man, I would skip Halloween if I could, man.
Yeah, but it's gonna be a great weekend, boys. Love y'all, man. Just appreciate everybody for the support and listeners that we have, man. Talk that talk. We're out.